are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد. نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولي لا منه ولا نعم. أبر في قولي لا منه ولا نعم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به. دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به. مستمسكون بحبل الغير منفصم. مستمسكون بحبل الغير منفصم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق. فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس غرفا من البحر أو رشفا من الديام غرفا من البحر أو رشفا من الديام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. inshallah. But as you know, we've been cutting our show in half because our beloved Maulana Zahid Khan isn't around. He'll only be back next year inshallah. And from 12:30 to 1 is generally our Nasiha segment. So, inshallah, we're going to be doing the recipe segment. The numbers that you can send in your recipes and your requests are 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Today being the 17th of Jumad al-Akhir of 1446, corresponding to Thursday the 19th of December 2024. Our first recipe comes in is for a creamy potato bake. Creamy potato bake, and this is from Sister Atia. Say Jazakallah Khairan, Sister Atia, for this recipe. So you're going to need 4 to 5 medium potatoes peeled into chunks. 4 to 5 medium potatoes peeled into chunks. For your sauce, you're going to need 1 cup of fresh cream. 1 cup of fresh cream. 1 tablespoon of mayo. 1 tablespoon of mayo. 1/2 can of cream style sweet corn. 1/2 can of cream style sweet corn. 2 teaspoons of crushed garlic. 2 teaspoons of crushed garlic. You will need some salt. You will also need some black pepper. You need some black pepper. Green chilies and chili powder. Green chilies and chili powder. Lemon pepper. Aromat. Mixed herbs. A handful of grated cheese of your choice. A handful of grated cheese of your choice. That is for your sauce. For the topping, you're going to just use the grated cheese. You're going to then boil the potatoes. Once the potatoes are soft, you're going to strain and you're going to keep aside. You're going to strain and you're going to keep aside. Thereafter, for the sauce, you're going to combine all the above ingredients in a saucepan. Combine all the above ingredients in a saucepan and then allow it to simmer. And then allow it to simmer. In an oven-proof dish, layer the potatoes. In an oven-proof dish, layer the potatoes. Add the sauce on top. Add the sauce on top. And top it with grated cheese. Top it with the grated cheese. Bake for 10 minutes or until it is warm and has melted. Bake for 10 minutes or until warm and the cheese has melted. Then you're going to sprinkle chopped herbs for extra fanciness. Sprinkle the chopped herbs for fanciness. Use your spices according to your taste preference. Use the spices according to your taste preference. That was the recipe for creamed potato bake. If anybody has a recipe for acne, different types of acne, right? You get the Mehman acne, you get the Gujarati acne, or you get the Kokni acne. You know what I've tasted many years ago, no? It was the pink salmon dish where they got the fish at the bottom and they've got the rice on the top. Ya Allah, you know how divine that was. If anybody knows of a recipe like that, then please send it to me. I'd really, really appreciate it. So, shall I let us continue with the recipe? But I said, let me share the little incident with you all where I tasted a pink salmon in a dish with the rice on top and the salmon at the bottom. I was young many years ago, but still, it's something I'll never forget. Our next recipe is for pizza tacos. Pizza tacos. And that was, and that is from Sister Maria Muhammad. Sister Maria Muhammad. Credits to a Baker's Bite recipe. Baker's Bite recipe. Don't know if I did this one. No, I don't think I did this one. So you're going to need 1 cup of lukewarm water. Eight grams of yeast. 1 teaspoon of sugar. 1 teaspoon of sugar. One tablespoon of olive oil. 1 tablespoon of olive oil. 1.5 teaspoon of salt. 1.5 teaspoon of salt. 337 grams of flour. 337 grams of flour. For your filling, you're going to need 1/8 of cooking oil. 1/8 of cooking oil. 1 chicken fillet. 1.5 onion. 1.5 onion, 1 green chili, 1 green chili, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste. And then you're going to need salt to taste. Salt to taste. 1/8 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1/8 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1 teaspoon of soya sauce. 1 teaspoon of soya sauce. 1 teaspoon of soya sauce. And then 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. Then you're going to take your Steers peri peri sauce. Steers peri peri sauce. And plus minus 1 teaspoon per pizza. 1/4 bell pepper. 1/4 bell pepper. 15 grams of cheddar cheese per pizza. 15 grams of cheddar cheese per pizza. For your dough, in a bowl, you're going to add in the water, yeast, sugar. Water, yeast, sugar. The olive oil and give a gentle mix. Olive oil and give a gentle mix. And set aside until the yeast activates. Set aside until the yeast activates. Allow it to activate. Now to a large bowl, add the flour and salt and mix gently. Now to a large bowl, add the flour and salt and mix gently. Thereafter, you're going to add in the activated yeast. Thereafter, you're going to add in the activated yeast. And it needs until, and knead until it forms a soft dough. And knead it until it forms a soft dough. That will be about plus minus 5 minutes. Then you're going to add it to a large bowl. Add to a large bowl with a tablespoon of olive oil. A tablespoon of olive oil. And coat the dough in the oil and cover the rest until it doubles in size. Until it doubles in size. Thereafter, you're going to punch down and knead it gently. You're going to punch it down and knead it gently. Divide the dough into 8 portions. Divide the dough into 8 portions. Roll into a small circle. Roll into a small circle. Grease the pan with the oil and place it on the roti. Grease the pan with the oil and place the roti. Then cook on a pan over a low heat. Cook over a pan over a low heat until it is slightly golden on both sides. Until it is slightly golden on both sides. Remove from the heat and let it cool down completely. Remove it from the heat and let it cool down completely. Place the pan over the heat and the oil is hot. Now add in the chicken and cook until it's slightly golden brown. Now add in the chicken and cook until it is slightly brown, golden brown. Now you're going to add in the onions and chili. Now add in the onions and the chilies. You're going to add in also the ginger garlic paste. Ginger garlic paste. Salt and turmeric powder. You're going to cook until the onion is translucent. You're going to cook until the onion is translucent. Then you're going to add in a quarter cup of water. Add in a quarter cup of water and soya sauce. Thereafter, you're going to mix well and close the pot and cook until the water has evaporated. You're going to cook until the water has evaporated. Now you're going to add in the chili powder and the tomatoes. You're going to add in the chili powder and the tomatoes, the tomato sauce. Then you're going to remove from the heat. You're going to remove it from the heat. Place the roti on a bake-proof dish. Place the rotis on a bake-proof dish and spread the peri-peri sauce. Spread the peri-peri sauce and add the chicken filling and the bell pepper. Add the chicken filling and the bell pepper. And you can, along with the cheese and a pinch of parsley. With the cheese and a pinch of parsley, and bake until the cheese melts. Bake until the cheese melts. And that was the recipe for the pizza taco. So we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Maryam and Sister Atia for sending in those two beautiful recipes. It's gone 29 minutes to 1 Central African time. We say Jazakallah Khairan to the listener, to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And inshallah, don't forget tonight being a Yomul Jumu'ah. I will be on air as well from 8 to 9 on the Olive Tree. You can send in your messages and your nasheed requests. And if you want your kiddies to read a nasheed or a naat or a nazam, you want to read Quran, they can even send a voice note to 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84786 3132. If they'd like to call in, they can call in on 011-854-1316. 011-854-1316. So inshallah, don't forget to read Durood and Salawat abundant. Increase our Durood and Salawat on our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also don't forget to read Surah Kahf. And I hope everyone has a blissful, blissful, blessed Jumu'ah inshallah. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.